Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Franklin Township Board of Trustees bi-weekly meeting. Today is April 20th, 2023. It is now 12 o'clock. If anyone wants to speak, if they've had an opportunity to sign in, now's the time to do so. I'd like to open in prayer. Pastor, if you would open us in prayer.
Father God, we've just come to you today, Lord. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. A day that allows us to be a witness for you to those we all come in contact with. Lord, as we look around this room and see the concerned citizens, God, that come out to attend the trustees meeting, concerned about this township, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to be with this board of trustees, Lord, guide and direct them in their actions. Lord, we ask you to be with our first responders, military, whether they're serving here or abroad, our police, fire, and EMS, and all the employees of this township. God, continue to bless them as they go about doing the jobs that they are required to do to help this township. Lord, we ask these saints in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Jan, would you lead us in prayer? I'm not prayer. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ma'am, if I can have a roll call, please.
Yes. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Old business. Approval of the meeting minutes, 4-6-23. If there's no further discussion on that, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Under new business, Chief Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to pass the resolution as we need to sign?
Mm-hmm. So the first thing I have is Franklin Township was awarded the 2023 yes. traffic grant from the state of Ohio. That will give us $20,600 in overtime that we can use for traffic enforcement. We are going to divide the township up into little quadrants and focus on the hot spots. That goes from now until September.
I had a question up there off of Cherokee. I believe it's Cherokee that we had the problem with the charter school with the traffic backing up.
Chippewa.
Are we addressing that now with any of the parking, et cetera? As we can.
The officers have been driving through, and it hasn't been,
okay.
You know, crazy.
I have not had a call lately. But
no, I haven't either.
So evidently the flow, they're doing better with the flow in it, not
I
backing
believe
up.
So. Somewhat. I mean, maybe more than what it was when we stood out there that day.
So are we able to maybe take some time so that we can show that part of it, use that particular area as a quadrant, you know, pick a Friday, pick any day. We may not, we'll make a presence, but yet, you know, it would just show that we're...
No, we can. I'll have to check with Steve and see where we're at in the process for the
sure.
no parking signs that just went up and when the enforcement date starts.
Okay.
But it'll be well before the end of this.
So. Yes. And even so, even if we, the very first time do that, if we give warnings to the mm-hmm. people that are stopped up through there, so that generally what's going to end up happening and why the school wants this, I don't know. It's just going to force every one of those parents put pressure back onto the school going, you need to have a, where am I supposed to go?
Which is where it needs to go.
Exactly. Because they have a lot of land. There's no reason that they cannot facilitate a different direction to right. pick up your children. Go ahead, sir.
Any questions on the traffic grant?
I don't have a question. I have a comment. Make sure you get with fiscal and get a specific line item.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was going to work with Robin to make sure yeah. all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
As we've all been being educated.
Yes. Next, we have resolution 2023-48 to donate 5 of the 35, I believe, free radios, portable radios we got from the state of Ohio to Ross County Sheriff's Department.
So moved. If there's no further discussion in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
And when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
I'll sign mine and start it down.
And well, here, we've got it going this way.
I'll love it.
They're going to come this way. Then we'll just end them with Robin.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How many radios do we have currently left, sir?
We have 25. Okay. So that'll give us, we either had 30 or 35, so we've only given out 5.
Okay.
So this will be 10.
Okay.
I believe we plan on keeping the rest as spares as the radios get older or whatever.
So we have taken some of their officers from Ross County, haven't we? Have we had officers from there before?
Well, we've taken 3 total.
So we'll give them 3 grade 5 radios?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Trying to tit for tat.
Even, yeah, thing. Even the score a little.
So Byron, this says 5. When you said 10, is it 5?
It's only 5.
Okay, I've got confused.
Because 5 went to pick away.
That's what I was meaning. Okay, thank you.
The reason I kid about that is as hard as it is to find officers right now, you take 5, how many, we had 3 officers from there?
Yes. Yeah.
So now,
Kidwell, Johansson, and over.
So as we take in officers from other places, now they need to find new officers to fill that. And right now, law enforcement, there's not enough law enforcement to go around. So it's very difficult to find good officers and obtain officers because other departments are offering a lot more money, anything they can to sweeten the pot in order to get officers.
Right.
So go ahead, sir.
Next resolution is 2023-049, asking for 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Baldwin, who it looks like, I believe, Steve, he's off to May 8th, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask the administrator, do we have all necessary paperwork and all the I's dotted and the T's crossed with said Officer Baldwin and the 80 hours of time off?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
With that being said,
excuse me.
So move the motion. I'd ask for, or the resolution. I so ask for a second. There's no further questions.
I'm hesitant on saying on seconding it, but I will, because I was told we had this paperwork the last time and we did not have it.
So,
but I will second it this time.
I did ask the amendment.
Yep.
So yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So whenever you're ready, ma'am.
I'll confirm we do have it.
Okay.
That helps you.
Yeah. I should. I didn't know which way to confirm. If we check.
No, it's fine. I mean, Steve is the primary, and I'm the secondary.
Okay. Thank you. So I didn't want to insult you.
No. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
So we're okay on paperwork. Have we seen the paperwork?
Steve has all.
Steve. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Reason. I think the reason we're a little double checking on that is the auditor said. Do it.
Well, we're finding out more and more things need to line up.
I know we are. But I just wanted to make that statement.
Yeah. I
think there's miscommunications the last time when I said asked for the paperwork.
Maybe.
Not pointing the finger at anybody, but I just want to make sure that we have.
No, I understand. And.
Because now my name's on this,
well,
I'm too pretty for jail.
You know, I mean, that's the reason the auditors are here. They're saying the things that we have or haven't been done.
Right.
That was one of them.
Yeah, no, I've talked to Mark Long about
that.
Okay. Anything else for us, sir?
That's all I have. Sergeant Moore would like to run a scheduling idea across the board real quick, and then we can move to Deputy Hamilton.
Okay.
So it's 4 10-hour shifts. Just in general, by going to 4-10s, there's benefits for the employee and the employer. For the employee, the job we do is not only physically stressful, but also mentally stressful. So allowing that extra day off during that time gives the officer a little bit more time to kind of reset and decompress before coming back in and dealing with the type of calls that we deal with on a normal basis here in Franklin Township. It helps enable that work-life balance a little more with the 4-10s. It doesn't cost the township any additional. We're still working 40 hours a week. We're just compressing that work week by doing so. It also helps with overlap, helps reduce some overtime because of the overlap of other shifts. As one shift's coming off, the other shift's already on. So a lot of that time that we have for overtime cost comes from late calls inside of the department. So by overlapping those at shift change times, it doubles your manpower at shift changes.
So we're showing on here there's at least two officers on at any given time. Is that correct?
Correct. Sometimes three, depending on the day of the week with the schedule. But at shift changes, then that would double. So if it serves two officers, there'd be four.
So have we taken consideration when somebody's off, sick, injury?
Yeah, so even when somebody's off, sick, or injury, it still leaves one person on. But because of the overlap, the first 2 hours, there's somebody here. The last 2 hours of that shift, there's to be somebody here. So they'd only be by themselves
four
for
hours,
6 hours.
6 hours.
But instead of an eight that we do now.
Okay.
So...
this is something I think that it'd be, if I know for me, that I would like to sit down with the chief as well as our administrator and as well as the rest of the board before we would say, hey, this is something we're willing to try.
And it doesn't have to be permanent. I mean, we could try on like a 90-day basis at first to see how a majority of the employees inside the police department are for it right now. So just kind of get throw the idea out to you guys so you're kind of aware and can kind of process on what it might look like by doing so. And then if you guys would agree, then we would sit down with the chief and finalize what it would look like.
I'm assuming SP1 and SP2 is mid-shift?
Yeah,
mid-watch.
So there's splits. Well, it splits because I only have an 11. So on those SP1 and SP2s, they would work two shifts early. Like on a SP1, they would work two day shifts and then have a 22-hour break. And then come back and work two afternoon shifts on that SP1.
Yep. Okay.
And then there's one, the SP2 covers the spots for the evening shifts, second and thirds.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with John. I'd rather talk to the chief and talk to fiscal and look at the contract to see how this is going to affect.
So, as one of the engineers, contract wise, it's really not going to affect anything in the contract. Because all of our time is banked in hours instead of days. Like our holidays would still be accrued at 8 hours because that's what a normal work week is.
Right.
Work hour or shift is. And because we get it all in a bank of hours instead of days, as an employee would take it, it wouldn't adjust anything within the contract.
But it will affect shift differentials, it looks like.
Slightly,
yeah.
But adding 2 hours.
But we still have to look at, with the budget being as tight as it is, we still would need to look at the
right. But the overtime physical. That you receive with the, so majority of our overtime comes at shift change.
Right.
15, 30, up to an hour.
Okay.
By not paying that overtime, compared to the dollar extra an hour for shift diff.
Right.
Like my overtime rate is $53 an hour. So if I stay over 30 minutes.
It's $28, yeah.
Versus $2 that you'd pay me more in shipping.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, this is a conversation, obviously, that we need to, these small questions that come up, you made a great point, but these are all the ones that we need to go through before we would say, let's do a pilot program for 6 weeks and see how it works, and then go from there. I'm not opposed to it. We would just need to look at it closely and, you know, making sure that, you know, 7 days a week are covered and et cetera. So, anything else for us, sir?
No, that's all I have.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for bringing
that. I'm along pretty much the same lines, Todd, that the guys are almost
I know there would be more finer details as we got into it.
I just
wanted to throw the general concept and idea out there that, especially as we're coming into the summer months, and call volume starts to pick up, having that extra coverage at shift changes and overlap.
Right. It's a great concept. I just want to make sure.
It is.
I just want to make sure the chessboard's covered, which moves make which.
Right. Nope.
And then by the next meeting, we should be able to readdress this and see what we do. So yeah, that would be at the whatever meeting date that's coming up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because now there's nothing in the contract right now that says you cannot have a 4-day.
Correct. There's nothing in the
based
contract.
Based on hour, 40-hour. Per week.
Yeah, it's 40-hour meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And, that's real by doing the 410s, it doesn't, you know, because they haven't reached the 40-hour week, it doesn't automatically kick in overtime after 8.
And I do see the benefits on both sides. You're already here, and 2 hours goes by quick when you're going from run to run to run.
It does. And, I mean, there's been studies a lot in the last 3 to 5 years where they actually show that compressing work weeks actually increases productivity from employees and stuff like that, just because they get the extra time off through the week. And then, again, also allows, you know, officers more time to decompress in between.
Spend time with your family, which is a big important part.
Well, I applaud you actually. That's a pretty good venue.
Yeah, that was pretty. It's never been brought to us before.
No.
It's very detailed. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Moving on.
So, this is Todd Moore. For anyone that has never met him, he's been around.
I've been here 12 years, but I'm primarily at midnight, so when you guys are sleeping.
I think there's some of us that hadn't met you before. So, good to see you, Todd.
Sheriff's Department Deputy Hamilton?
I have not had this time.
Okay, do we know any stats where we are? Are we still seeing a lot of stolen vehicles? You know, I'm the one that always asks that question.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to get back with you. Our analyst is out for a while.
Okay.
For surgery, so I'll have to do a little bit of legwork.
It's just kind of amazing. We go from stealing catalytic converters to taking a whole car now. I mean, it's... So I guess
you get more parts.
Yeah, need more parts.
Yeah, I'll let you do that somewhere.
Okay, Fire Department Chief Arnold.
Nothing for you this week, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, but sure.
Thank you very much. Road Department Mr. Stevens.
The only thing I had was the 2023-24 salt contract resolution.
Yes.
Steve has that.
And I'll be happy to read that
for
you, Jim. It's Resolution 2023-050, Resolution Approving Contract 018-24 with ODOT for Winter Salt Program. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves entering into a contract 018-24 with ODOT for the 2023-2024 winter salt program for a total of 150 tons of road salt.
If there's no further questions for the board, I'd ask for a second.
No, we'll second that.
Here in a second, ma'am, when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? That's it, sir? Well, thank you very much. Moving to the physical department. Bills and payroll?
Yes. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from April 7th through April 20th in the amount of $139,214.26. And payroll paid on April the 14th in the amount of $171,900.93 for a combined total of $311,115.19 from check number 6899 to 69014 and electronic vouchers from 565-2023 through, I think that's supposed to be 692-2023.
We seem a little lower this month, or is there anything changed? Just maybe no payouts or something? Because usually we're a little higher than that, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. It depends. I mean, there's only one payroll in here. Sometimes the trustees' payrolls are in here, too. Gotcha. That's a little bit.
That's, yeah.
I mean, and I don't want to mean that disgruntled, but no.
Sure.
But no, I think some things just got paid earlier in the month.
Yeah. Okay. With hearing that, if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And when you're ready.
Yes, and that will be John.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, ma'am.
And then just real quick, gentlemen, as I mentioned, I talked to a couple of you before the meeting. I put in your quarterly financial reports are for your review at your leisure. There's, you know, sit down and pop some popcorn and read the numbers. And but that's for the first quarter of 2023.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're moving on to Administrator Mr. Mazur. What do you have for us today?
Thank you. Get Patty first. Patty Spencer.
I'll get her right now. I'll get her after this.
Okay. All right.
I didn't see her on the agenda.
Yeah, I'll slip that in.
Okay, gotcha.
I have a resolution 2023-051, resolution approving obligations authorized by the township administrator for the period of April 7, 2023 through April 20th, 2023. And whereas the Board of Trustees in resolution 2021-130 authorized the township administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the township, in accordance with section 507.1.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, this is for the period of April 7th, 2023 through April 20th, 2023, and the total amount is $60,179.75.
If there's no discussion on this, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second this.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
The other thing I have for you, Chairman, is, as you know, we just passed a new employee handbook.
Yes.
Within that handbook is a pay period change as well, where we're going to move the pay period from Monday, 7:01 a.m. to Monday, 7 a.m. We will have an issue that there will be a short, and Robin, help me with this terminology, where employees may be shorted a check for the first cycle of this new pay period,
right,
but they will be made whole in the following pay cycle. What I'd like to do is, and I'll speak with the department heads, is maybe give, or will give, all the employees 60 days notice so they can get acclimated to this one-time
hiccup.
So to speak, but in all fairness, this will actually make Fiscal's job much easier, Robin's job much easier. Where
we've been trying to do this for years, I know I've been.
Payroll is a disaster.
Because instead of getting it done in 3 days, you now add 5 days. Yeah.
Right, you get a week.
Yeah.
To do it instead of two business days.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be a benefit to the township, and it'll be a benefit to the Fiscal.
Absolutely. I've been saying that for years. So with that being said, is that an update?
I just wanted to update you.
Okay.
I don't know if that, since it's in the handbook, I don't know if that would just be a motion at the board.
What I would like to do is a motion just to cover ourselves.
Okay.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board, I don't have the dates. What do you got? What were you going to call that? The payroll is going to be adjusted from
pay period will change to Monday at 7:01 to Monday 7 a.m.
If there's no further questions from the board, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Just I'll be clear on the actual time span there.
Yes.
Monday to Monday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Steve, you will come up with the date and like implementation
We will pick a date where, yes.
That way we have it in a motion so that if someone says, well, there was never spoken a meeting.
Well,
we spoke about it many, many times, but this way it makes it official.
Basically, 60 days from today would be June 19th, June 20th.
Sure. And probably I'll coordinate with Robin on the pay period.
Yeah, because it'll joggle a little bit because of how the pay periods fall now.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, guys, is that, you know, our pay periods start on Tuesday, and they are Wednesday through Tuesday. So what's going to happen is to get to that Monday is you're going to get a little pay that's going to take you from Wednesday to like Sunday or Monday, whatever we come up with the time. So that'll be like a little pay. And then
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later, maybe even, it depends on how we get the calendar looked at. Then you'll get your full to, you know what I'm saying?
You're back on track.
We'll get it all laid out, and Steve will send it to you in writing and all that. But you're just going to have a little pay, and then you'll get in whole at the next one.
Okay, Mr. Mazur?
The last thing I have is with the fire department. Chief Arnold informed me that he just received a grant In the amount of $40,000.
Oh, congratulations.
Towards a power cot. So they will now have two power cots, one for each medic. There is a matching fund requirement, though. And the matching funds are $22,000. And Chief and I talked. I wanted to bring it up with the board. I think that might be a good ARP expense to
we talked about a few meetings ago.
Yes.
We all agreed that ARP could supplement the portion we're supposed to pay.
So at this time, I'd like to make a resolution of said resolution to extend $20,000, not to exceed $20,000, $22,000 to the fire department for said use of power cot as a matching grant. If there's no further discussion in this matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Is this a BWC?
Yep.
Yeah. So they see the benefit of people getting hurt lifting up the cot versus pushing a button and then putting them in. It's safety all the way around. For the residents, it's just comfort.
So much safer.
It is.
So much more comfort.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that, call it barbaric ways that we used to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and you push and then they collapse. And if you're on the incline, it's just terrible. So, okay, moving on.
One last thing. Again, it deals with ARP. We need to get a commercial mower for the fire department.
Okay.
The one they have is apparently old and not safe. So we'd like to allocate some ARP funds for that as well. I don't think that's going to exceed $9,000.
Okay.
So I'd like to bring that up to the board for thought.
So with the station,
won't exceed $9,000.
The police station over there, they cut both lots, and fire station. We're not paying a company to come in per se to cut it. We have the road department that is out on the road, obviously doing the graveyards and all the House Bill 50s. They were given a handy down Bobcat, green one, right? The Bobcat.
That was the original.
Yeah, it's well used.
This is the second one they went through.
We've got the Bobcat, that was the first one that we purchased 13, 14 years ago.
So,
and it's a
So well, here's my question, and I don't mean to make anyone look like a stepchild.
No.
My question is, knowing mowers and et cetera, you're using that mower twice a week on the busiest time. Mm-hmm. 4 months out of the year, correct?
I've already started mowing, so
probably 5 months, 6 months.
6 or 7.
So, okay. So we're using it almost like a residential, but yet there's a little bit more land. Mm-hmm. So my question is to Mr. Stevens, can we supplement one of your mowers that has long life in it and replace one of your mowers that gets used a lot more?
This is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, like I said, the Bobcat, it's inoperable.
Right.
So the oldest bad boy mower that we had is what they're using now. And it's not in the greatest.
But what I'm saying is, can we get you a new mower and take one out of your fleet that is currently working great and move it over?
We really only have one that's really working great, and it's the new one that we just bought last year.
Okay.
That's what we did last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then with that being said, it was an idea?
Yeah.
And what we would do is we would take that mower back, and then we would trade the two in.
Gotcha. On one. Okay. So it was just a thought, basically, based that you use the mowers take more of a beating than what there, so why not use one under warranty brand new that you're using on the road every day versus one that's going to be cutting like a regular lawn and et cetera. Not that I'm trying to give you old stuff or stuff that doesn't work, but understanding what you just explained here at the meeting, I'd like to make, but I'm going to stop for a second. You needed a resolution number, and I apologize, ma'am. Resolution number for the cot.
So, Steve, I've got it down at 2023-052. Does that fall into sync? Because it wasn't pre-populated, correct?
We weren't doing resolutions at the table any longer. But
well, I would like not to, but I think in the future, yes, we will bring.
Okay.
we will bring resolutions in hand.
So it's going to be 052 for the matching funds.
I'll be more than happy to if you'd like. I know I would be more comfortable with actually having resolution in hand for the board.
I personally would rather see the resolution in hand in the future.
And so if we could, if we finish this one out already done it.
Okay.
And then in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're set with the cot.
Mm-hmm. Now 052, okay.
Now moving with the mower, do we have a resolution bringing before us on that?
No, I brought that for discussion.
Right.
We want to table this, or since we already halfway through it, do we want to finish this one up?
You can finish this one up, John.
Okay.
Yes.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves to spend no more than $9,000 from ARP money, not to exceed the $9,000 for a mower for the fire department. If there's no further discussion on this, and we're going to get a PO number, or not a PO number, but a resolution number at said point. With that being said, if there's no further questions on the matter, if I can have a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
So to all department heads, to make it easier, instead of coming in and us making a resolution right here on the spot, if we already have the form, that way we can sign it. It makes it easier and it goes down, so we'd not have to recreate a document later. That would be grateful, because you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That we said that, and that's my fault that I didn't recognize that right away. But
you're fine.
We've got two piece articles of business taken care of.
Right.
Okay, sir, is there anything else that you
have? I'm just trying to take some of the work off of Mr. Mazur and the fiscal department being crammed down into a short amount of time.
I thank you for reminding the board of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, I do not have anything. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything?
I have one brief item. A few years ago, we were, the township, some of you may know, may not know, there was an insurance claim because of some fraudulent funds that came out of the bank account. I was contacted last week by Franklin County Sheriff's Department detectives, and the reason why I was contacted is they just had my personal cell phone number. One of the detectives on the case, there's a possibility they've got them in Houston, and Houston Police Department wants to prosecute them. We had a emergency special meeting, and the board voted to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law, maybe even put them underneath the jail. But that's just a brief update that there's a possibility. You know, I doubt if we'll ever get a restitution from them, from talking to the detective, but at least they're going to get punished.
And this was in regards to some of you that have been here before when we had you want me to explain?
Yeah.
Four police cars, the payment was being done electronically, and they were able to somehow intercede and receive that information, so the monies went to them instead of to the car company. So we were made whole pretty much with our insurance of that, but the cyber type police and et cetera has tracked them down. As Mr. Leeser has said, we may not get restitution on that. We wouldn't see the restitution.
See
the insurance company, just as someone stole your car, chances are you're out some money, but you wouldn't receive the car back. It would be the insurance. So moving on, Mr. Horn.
Trying to get back in. Everything squared away again here for National Night Outcome. One thing I wanted to, I forgot to mention to the board there, but one thing I forgot to mention, I think in the way we had the Juanita Kaufman Award set up in the past was we always had a imprinted form, a township form, to award the recipient for nomination of the award. Robin, do you remember the form that we had used?
It should be in your, well, Steve's got it.
Okay. It's right here.
Yeah.
So anyone that has or wants to
nominate
someone for the Juanita Kaufman Award, I think most of you know what that is. I want to make sure that you get this form to fill out. It had been brought to my attention that maybe we had neglected to do that on one or so occasions, I believe. So anyway, I wanted to do that. And secondly, National Night Out, we had a few things that we needed to look into. First of all, Linda Mercer had been taking care of the original National Night Out, I guess you'd call it, organization that started. It was the Westville Eastville Block Watch. And so I'd done a little checking. I met with a couple of Linda the other night there. We had her Block Watch meeting. And so anyway, she had asked me to try to get a meeting set up as soon as possible. And I had spoke to Chief Smith there. He's been so kind here in the last couple, 3 years or 4 years to kind of take the lead on this thing. And I'd ask the chief to try to get us a meeting set up, Linda. And I asked him to try to shoot for this Wednesday if possible. Is that possible or not?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from
Okay. Would you check? I know you wanted to check with a few people and this, that, and the other. And would you make sure, I think he has, Chief Smith has your phone number, Linda.
Okay.
So if you would get, let's get everybody set up.
Yeah, I'll meet you all here.
Probably Jim will need your help a little bit. It's going to change back a little bit. We'll probably need your help a little bit.
Do whatever it is.
Okay. If you maybe would want to get with Jim there, we'll need his help a little bit too, and let him know when the meeting is and so forth and so on. And Linda will discuss some of her things and we'll figure out how we want to kind of organize everything there. And if anyone else wants to come, I think Chip, you had mentioned you and I were talking a bit. I think you were kind of interested. You and Jan, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
So so we got a pretty good little crew to start with there on how we're going to do everything, or the way to kind of get things organized. So anyway, saying that, we'll move on. And I've talked to the trustees here, and we had agreed that Franklin Township has agreed to donate $400.
Mr. Horn?
Yes.
We can't agree to anything until we talk about it or ask for a motion.
So there's nothing agreed to.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay, just for the record, for when it's on.
We have to have a regular vote. The $400, I guess, is going to be. Now we think turn that over to the Block Watch itself.
What was mentioned before is Linda, for your Block Watch, that we would entertain discussion before the board, is that we would like to make the proposal would be that we would make a one-time donation to be used for National Night Out of $400. I know when Ms. Kaufman was alive, different people donated different amounts, coloring books, different things of that nature, and et cetera. I know that it seems as if we've had discussion that things have fallen away from what we've normally been able to do at National Night Out. So with the Block Watch, that you guys are original starting of it, and starting of the Block Watch, and it's been in existence for a long time. So with that being said to the board, the motion or a resolution or discussion among the board, would the board have any resolution to a one-time donation to the, you guys call yourself, for the record, yourself, what is your Block Watch
called? Westbrook
Eastville. Block Watch, that we would make a $400 donation to be used for National Night Out.
Where
so you want to make that in the form of?
No, no. This is what I'm helping you out, sir, because this is what your idea was, and I'm just presenting it on the table as discussion. And then,
well, you presented it, and we'll use it in the form of.
Right, but right now we're discussion because I think.
Is that okay with? Are you okay with that, Jim?
Well, I have a few questions first.
Okay.
Is where's the $400 coming from? Is that coming from the line item out of the general fund for community?
Well, there is no line item now.
Yes, there is.
Yes. Yes.
So we have money set aside for this purpose to be used. And I believe the line item, Steve, help me out with that, it's basically called community.
Is it community events, Robin?
I believe it is. I know I'm not Robin, but.
Well, I think probably
it says contributions.
Needs a little input there.
Contributions to other organizations.
Okay, and we have.
And she is an organization.
Yeah, right. Yes. Okay.
In the total, just for the record.
In that, we have $1,000 in that account.
Okay.
So, just making sure I'm reading because I don't have my ruler. So I'm reading across. I believe it's. Yeah, I believe. Let me just double check myself so I don't have to eat my words later. Yes, there is $1,000, and it's called contributions to other organizations, which would be obviously a donation.
Yeah.
And I know that she's a nonprofit, so she would be considered an organization, okay, not just an individual. So. Okay.
With that clarification, I will second it.
Can I say something? I have to interrupt you about that.
Since it's all about you, Linda.
Yes.
Yes. You have the floor.
I've worked with Robin a little bit. We were talking about it. And during 2019, we had money set aside that was brought out from the nonprofit organizations, put in a fund.
It's still there.
A specific fund.
The fund, but no
money's
there.
For this National Night Out.
Okay.
I've learned that money has been transferred to other accounts.
It's underneath.
So I would like to know. If we can't put that money, then you're making these motions to spend this $400 out of another account.
There's nothing.
We're supposed to have an account here with the township.
And we had a discussion, we had a meeting this morning, and this is where Mr. Horn has brought this to our attention as well. Mm-hmm. We had a meeting with the state auditor and talking about this very thing on monies that were allocated for accounts and stuff. And I'm sure Mr. Horn can fill you in more with that.
Yeah.
But I would like to start, I know the board would like to start with being able to put $400 towards your organization if you would be so much inclined, if you would like to receive it.
And Linda, I think what we discussed and Mark Long was here from the state, you know, the meeting we had with him, state auditor. He said that he would be more than happy to come back and work with Robin and probably Jeff. I think Jeff is the one that may, am I correct on that? Jeff had changed some things around.
So, right. So because the general fund dollars can be utilized within the general fund in multiple ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dollars that were in the National Night Out account, since we were not partaking in National Night Out during this time frame that we're speaking of, those dollars were thus then reappropriated to something else within the general fund. Jeff will be able to give you the details of where those dollars went. But in Linda's case, her organization donated to Franklin Township for National Night Out, and it went into that thus line item, which is now at a zero balance.
Okay.
So I think Linda's just asking, where did those dollars go, which would be a Jeff question.
You're right. So the couple different things, because I don't want to confuse the two. So we can look at that and see where those numbers are and work with Mark Long And then what I would do, and this is me personally as chairman, would like to turn that money back over to your organization so that we're not holding someone else's money from that. I'd much rather be a partner in working with National Night Out than being the person that is the bank.
Being adverse or something.
Right, so that we know hard feelings or anything, so that we're not responsible for any bookkeeping of said monies that are raised from National Night Out. With that said, he's going to make a motion or a resolution for $400 to go to your organization. It has nothing to do with the other issue.
Yeah.
The question before we go to ask that, does your organization wish to receive that? If not, then we'll move on with the rest of the meeting, and we will get back to you on monies that were set aside and correct those going forward.
About the $400, we have a list of things that our Block Lodge would like to do for National Night Out with our money we already have, because we want to put the money that we have in our treasurer, we like to be able to distribute it out to something, and you know, for the people in the township. So the $400 we really don't need in our actually Block Lodge.
Okay.
But I would like that $400 to be allocated back to the township so they can help out and do things, or the church, or maybe like a Block Lodge, like Chip's Block Lodge.
So here's the thing that we could do, and that's great that you want to do that, but for record keeping and our line item, we would need to be able to award that to you. And then your organization then can filter it because it's going for National Night Out.
Yeah.
So that keeps our records clean because we went to you, and then you're working with Chip and different people. It's to make the community better come together for National Night Out. And as one of the head people for the organizations for National Night Out, is the Board of Trustees is recognizing your Block Watch as one that's been instrumental through the years for this. So rather you get a clown, balloons, another organization, that would be your organization making those decisions based on that. So it's up to you if you would like us to move forward with this resolution.
Yeah.
As long as I can allocate it to someone else, like allocate different things, maybe something for the township, something for the church, something maybe to another block.
So the only stipulations that we're saying this is for is National Night Out.
Right.
So once we turn that money over to you, it's yours to be able to make those decisions. The Board of Trustees nor the entities of Franklin Township do not want to be a party in making decisions on your National Night Out. We as the governing body have a line item for such things as this that we are putting into your organization to be able to let you be able to make your community and the other communities grow. So by us entrusting our due diligence by making and awarding this $400 is up to you to decide if you want it and how you would use the need.
I can't speak from a whole Block Watch. I can only speak for myself. So I would say, yes, we will do that. We'll make sure that $400
Okay. So from there, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Horn to make the resolution, unless you wish me to, sir.
We need documentation of the expenditures on those funds.
You understand, Linda?
Yes.
Okay.
That this is addition that we're going to investigate and try to clear that up.
Yeah.
So, Linda, also, we would need a documentation, however you spend it, that would come back for our book work, that you gave $100 to this organization, you bought hot dogs, you did this and you did that, just so that the fiscal side, if we get audited, it shows that it was used for this and it wasn't somehow misused or something. Are you okay with that?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, with that being said, Mr. Horn, do you want me to make the resolution?
Yes. Just go ahead and set your call.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board agrees a resolution to take $400 from said account. What's that called again, Robin? No, it has to be out of this other account.
Right. General funds.
I want
other organizations, Rob.
Yeah, put in with the organization.
And it's contributions to other organizations.
Fund to go to
Westfield,
Eastfield.
It's the Westbrook, Eastfield, correct?
Westbrook, Eastfield. And for to be used for the upcoming National Night Out with expenditures brought back to said parties, explaining the how it was broke down and how you see fit.
Expenditures.
If there's no further discussion on the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, that's going to be resolution 2023-054, Steve, for your records. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Horn, do you have anything else?
Sir? No, that's about everything I had, I think.
And Patty, I overlooked you because I didn't have you in my... I got to get you on my agenda every time, and I can just look at you like I'll do the officers.
Every time.
Well, being that you are with the organization, I want to get you on the... Just like when I call on the deputy, Hamilton, I want to be able to look at you and see if you have anything. So the floor is yours, ma'am.
All right. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
At least I'm here this time on with my own car. I had squirrels eating.
Oh, I had that once.
Now I have a true peppermint patty car because I have peppermint cotton balls all in my engine compartment because they don't like peppermint.
I didn't know that. That's good. That's a good one to know.
Okay, I have a bunch of stuff. I'll pass this around. The Columbus Park now has a mobile produce market available at their Parks and Rec. The closest Parks and Rec to this area is Dodge, which is down off Sullivan Avenue. Columbus Public Health is offering up, actually, to get more information, free gun lock boxes. And there's the information at the bottom with the phone number. If you want to get more information to get yourselves a free lockbox. Also, there is information for to learn more about housing for pregnant women. If you know somebody who needs some place to rent or health checkups, there's a number here that you can call for information to help out. COTA is also updating their short range transit plan, and it's a precursor to their regional Linkus initiative. So through April, they're hosting public meetings, and you can give them a call if you want some more information on that. So I'll give this up here to you guys.
Thank you.
Also, the county engineers, our next meeting is on the top of the thing. May 9th, for those who need to know. May 9th, 6:30 here, Tuesday night. I open the doors around 6 o'clock. You're all welcome to attend. The county engineers were here, and they were talking about, I finally nailed it down, the roundabout. And the roundabout is going to be at the Brown Road, Hardy Parkway, Frank Road interchange. They are going to be moving forward with that in 2026, 2027. And they said the reason for the roundabout was because that intersection, they deemed, was one of the highest accident rates in the city.
No.
I didn't think
it was news to me.
It was news to me too.
Harrisburg Pike has all the traffic and accidents.
I ask about that because I see that.
There's no room to put them on Harrisburg Pike.
But according to them, it's a high accident rate. This will fall into capital improvements, and in stage one, they plan on holding a public meeting. And it will, the roundabout will include street lighting and, unfortunately, purchasing a property in the area, which would
be taking away from corners. I have no say as zoning. Once they come in and start doing anything, there's nothing.
The plans actually come across my desk yesterday. There's going to be two roundabouts.
Well, they're still talking two roundabouts.
At Old Brown.
And I'm not clear on what the second one, because they're talking about Brown Road. So is it?
You're going to have the original one there at Frank Brown Hardy Parkway, and then just past the gas station, they're going to have another one there at Old Brown.
That's what I thought they were talking about.
Yes, I'm saying it's just like the one in Hilliard. Go in, go out.
I don't mind it.
Just stay with the flow.
Okay, cool. Nice flow.
That's more than we know. Okay, and the last thing I have is the proposed Speedway development, 599 Frank Road, which is down by the freeway. They've had some major talks with everybody, and I'm asking them to come back to us to make another update, because we've had new members join us since the original update, so they'd probably like to be kept up to speed. I am turning over the email that I received from them. I'm trying to get them to come, if we can get them on the agenda for the 9th. I've got the site plan for them, which I'm pretty sure 193 goes to the freeway, not station three. They're on the other side of the freeway, correct?
Are they the ones that came in?
So
yes.
Yeah, they made some minor changes.
So there is that for you guys to look at, and if you guys can come to the meeting, you're more than welcome to.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay.
Any questions?
I was gonna say open the floor to any questions. You've got the floor, but go ahead.
Do you guys have any questions?
Okay.
I'll just put these over here with the ones from.
I'm going to go to the speaker cards next. Mr. Blevins.
Real quick. Jim, are we good with brush now? I didn't know where. I missed the last meeting, so can I set some brush out?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just all this wind and everything I've got.
Mike, we offer that 12 months out of the year.
Okay.
Everything
I just
kind of
gets
slowed down during leaf collection, but
okay.
We're good.
The other thing is I don't have the proper name for it, so I'm going to refer to it as a house watch. So went on vacation, turned into the police department that we were gone, and I just wanted to report. If you're the type of guy that comes and questions everything, complains about things, when things go well, come and say that things went well. I want to report that the police department did a wonderful job at our house, watching our house. We have 9 cameras. We were out of state. Saw officers there checking doors, different things. When we got back, we came to the chief, said thank you very much, and we offered up a small appreciation to the police officers from us for doing it. So I just wanted to go on the record that people should do this. It's a great program, and I do appreciate the police department doing it, and I wanted to say it in a public setting.
Thank you, Mike.
And I wasn't at the last meeting, so it would be a month ago that I asked about part-time officers. And so I'm curious, are we done hiring full-time officers? Are we still going to hire part-time officers?
No, we were told we don't have money for part-time. We're at capacity with 12, with 2 still in training.
So we're gonna go up to 14 then?
Well, no, total 12.
Oh, total 12.
Total 12, that's it.
And so no part-timers. And that was part of the plan, right?
Not initially, no.
Okay. Is it due to budget?
Yeah, apparently the budget has changed multiple times over the last 3 months. For what reasons, we don't really know.
We being the police department, or we being anybody?
I would dare say anybody can narrow it down. It's just changed from our consultant. So as of right now, I'm being told I can have 12, and that's it.
So will this affect how soon we'll need to come back to the public for a new levy?
We don't know yet, but I anticipate the goal was, Mike, 7 to 10 years, and so I'm hoping we're still on track with at least 7.
Okay, well, that's part of the number.
That's part of the number.
Yeah. I guess my only suggestion would be you send out a letter from the chief, and in that letter, you reference those numbers. And so you might want to consider sending out a letter from the chief that explains what happened. I mean, I accept it. I mean, I get it. Right. But maybe it'd be a good idea. It's just my thoughts. That's it. Thanks for your time.
I'd like to comment on that. I think you're right. With the world the way it is today and the cost where it is today versus when you sent that letter out, a lot of us are now paying anywhere from $3.50, $3.79 a gallon of fuel, and sometimes closer to $4 depending on the holiday, cost of groceries, everything going up. Understanding that I'm hoping in 7 years we don't continue to see this numbers grow where the expense. But I think a lot of what I'm getting to, Mike, is I think you're absolutely right. I think a lot of people would respect the fact that someone would send a letter and explain, here's where we are, here's where we wanted to go, but here's some reality. So,
and I like to add to that, and the fact that, you know, we have to compete with other departments to bring officers over. We have to start them at a higher step, which over the long term of the time period, you start out higher, you're just going to climb higher. So,
well,
go ahead.
To me,
go ahead.
I just want to come back.
Yes.
To,
go ahead.
So, just because I follow what goes on, I'm assuming if you haven't started, you will soon be starting negotiations on a police contract.
Yes.
And so, I'm assuming that the restrictions not hiring 6 part timers, due to restraints on money and things, is all going to be taken into consideration when it comes time to negotiate.
When it comes
that's
to
our jobs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
No, that's good. I'm just making a statement. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Tate.
Chip Tate, 1653 Rosebud Avenue. I'm pleading again for you guys to reconsider changing this freaking time. With the traffic out there, with doctor's appointments in the afternoon, this meeting is about us. It's not about you guys.
That is incorrect, sir.
Okay. How'd you get in that seat then?
The meeting is at our convenience.
But how did you get in that seat? That's what
I understand that.
We voted you, Jan.
Number two, I want to thank Ralph. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Chief, Officer Pollock, and Pastor. For coming to the Block Watch meeting. Then I want to talk to you. It was brought up during our Block Watch meeting what we would like to do. I don't know whether I have to go through the Red Cross or through you. Since summer's coming up, I like to hold a CPR class and how to administrate marking. So I don't know whether I go through you or Red Cross. So
I
think that with people swimming and being hot out and all that stuff, I think that's going to be good. So, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Jeff, that was a nice little group you had there. It was a nice scrolling sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
In the meeting.
Jim?
I just want to thank the chief, sheriff's department, road department, fire department for all they do for all of us. I'm just, this roundabout thing down here is just.
You're never going to make it through, are you?
It's ridiculous. Those semis down there can't turn that corner without going over into the opposite lane, and now you're going to have them doing circles down there?
I'll tell you, Jan, just to take care of you, when they start the roundabout, I want to take delivery on that little helicopter I'm getting. I'll come call y'all.
They are
a fire, I'll say that for them.
Well, thank you. I it is quite interesting. I mean, we all experienced the roundabouts. It seemed like to me they started in the middle of the area. But very valid point. How do you enter a semi coming and going out of business areas? Interacting, I'd much rather have red lights and turn signals than a roundabout, personally. But anyways, with that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today to the meeting. We are now adjourned.